Hello. Today's March 6th. It's Friday. I was in the middle of another thought when Ryan hit record.
I didn't do that on purpose, but I'm going to start doing it more often.
Anyway.
What are our topics today, Krista?
AI and nonsense. It's like 90% nonsense.
We are going to zoom through these because it is late and we got to go.
Robots. AI. Let's start out with the China moon rover. If you'll remember, China sent a moon rover to the dark side of the moon. And they were looking to find all kind of exciting stuff, and they found some stuff that's not really that exciting.
China's rover finds layers of surprise under the moon's far side. What are they talking about? Ground-penetrating radar. That's basically it.
But the surprise is sand.
They
found
great.
More sand than they expected.
There's also some cat turds, which was really the surprising thing.
For really big cat turds.
Giant ones.
These are spacefaring cats. That would actually be terrible. A giant spacefaring cat.
Moon cats.
We'd just like, you know, just assume wipe out our species.
Like, they would come down and we'd be like, oh, these things are adorable. But then they would just destroy us just out of on a whim.
Yeah,
cats are a problem.
Your cats have been especially problematic lately.
My dog's been an angel.
It's such a weird world that we've lived in that we've flip-flopped, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
My cats were good, pure creatures at one point.
Maybe Rue's spirit possessed them.
We talk a lot about AI and robots that can detect diseases, and just every week we have a story. This one's a little bit unique, though, but very promising.
Electronic nose, quote-unquote, could smell breath to warn about a higher risk of esophageal cancer. Basically, oh, you're at risk for esophageal cancer? Let me smell your breath. Yep, you've got some compounds in your breath that, for whatever reason, are in common with people that are going to get throat cancer.
There's your problem right there.
It's called Barrett's esophagus.
Huh.
And, O-E-S, I didn't know that.
Esophagus?
Is that how you always spell esophagus?
I think that's how you spell the esophagus in the UK.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
What's the O even stand? I mean, of course,
pointless.
We also spell possum
pointless.
With an O.
It's like putting a U in color. But that's not cancer, but that's like if you have acid reflux a lot, that causes your throat to get a certain way that leads to cancer. So it can detect that, not necessarily the cancer, but still pretty cool. And this is a headline that's a little over the top. Definitely some clickbait.
We're here for the GIF.
But at the same time, it's hilarious.
Sadistic scientists build a robot that can feel pain so they can hurt it. They made it look like a child because...
That's normal and safe.
That's just, you know...
It kind of looks like he's winking. He doesn't really look like he's in pain.
No, he's grimacing. So his little skin there has been developed to react to electric shock.
Oh...
Why would they do that? Well, they claim that it will help robots be more empathetic to the human experience.
They obviously did not see that episode of Twilight Zone. Was it Twilight Zone? Why was I made to feel pain? So many things have parodied that I've forgotten what it was.
So, if you hate robots, maybe you should go into robotics so you can hurt them. And we talk a lot about... the big thing about robots is, you know, we want them to grip things and put them somewhere else. But if you put a cold, soulless robot on the Amazon assembly line, how is it going to pick up your delicate objects and not just crush them? What if we need a robot to move kittens from one box to another? It's a recipe for disaster until now.
This clever robotic finger feels with light. The nerves of a human finger are great for sensing things. For robots, learning to touch is more complicated. So what are they doing? Using a lot of optical sensors.
But the brilliant part of it is you take those optical sensors and you put a little membrane over them. And then when it pushes, it distorts it and it can see the light through the membrane because it's thinner. And that's how it knows. Actually got a great little GIF down here of it.
Looks like a light up tampon.
Oh, look at him. Why would you need a light up tampon?
You don't want to know.
The ultimate accessory.
That is cool, though. Man, that's just really going to replace all those warehouse workers.
Yeah, so...
Speaking of someone who has accidentally crushed things in their hands, is like, oh, let me handle this delicate thing. Oh, I've crushed it.
The Lenny syndrome, as they call it. The one thing they said is they're having a tough time making it smaller than that. Because there's so many light diodes that you have to put in it. So little delicate fingers, maybe not.
Yeah, that's like a sausage finger.
The researchers are only having trouble because they don't they don't have access to like the Chinese 0304 surface mount soldering things, because those things are smaller than a grain of rice. They're smaller than a speck of dust, and that would be small enough to, that'd be fine.
I'm sure that will be coming soon to your next colonoscopy. The thing that we're not allowed to talk about, the 36 chambers, is, of course, disrupting life in China quite a bit. And they have a lot of novel ways, of combating it. And one of those is robots.
XAG robot joins the drone fleet to initiate ground air disinfection in the coronavirus.
What a headline.
Battle. Oh, I said it. Oh, no.
I'm imagining, like, there's some, you know, person who's crazy enough to go out and get coffee and hears them sneeze and it just turns around and, like, shh.
It just sprays them with bleach.
Yeah. It does look kind of menacing.
It does. Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm not sure if it was
a menacing aura.
I'm not sure if it was this article, but there were some reports posted on social media of people that were out for whatever reason. And they were like, this thing smells like it's just spraying pure bleach.
Well, they found dead stray animals.
It's killing literally everything.
So, yeah, I think there is. They won't say. Now, here's a crazy thing. Again, you know, here in the U.S., it's pretty terrible what the government does, and they keep everything from us. But if they were just spraying something and not telling us what was in it, I think there'd be a lot more outrage.
Yeah, there'd be, like, rioting in the streets, I feel like.
But China, they're not going to tell you what's in it. Of course, you're also not allowed to leave your house, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
And while you're getting your colonoscopy from your light diode finger, you can just drop your car off and have the tires changed by a robot at the same time.
Your next tire change could be performed by a robot. There's not really a lot else to add to that. This whole story could have just been that headline.
And it basically is.
There's some photos.
There's some more pictures there. it's doing a thing that is easy to do if you're a robot.
Turns out the cameras have gotten good enough to be like, oh, those are lug nuts. I know what to do with those.
$250,000 if you want to move one of those into your garage.
Ooh.
Probably got a maintenance cost, too.
Yeah, at that point, it's still cheaper to just hire someone to do it.
Microsoft rolling out the big Windows 10 spring update. And are they going to give you new features? Well, actually, they're going to remove some features. But good news, they're stupid features that should never have been there in the first place.
Microsoft's Cortana drops consumer skills as it refocuses on business users. What's a consumer skill? It's like, hey, Cortana, ask Alexa to order me some stuff from Amazon. That kind of stuff, not going to work anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to have to make clicks.
But Cortana's skills for things like Outlook and Word and that kind of thing, all that's still going to work.
And when you are working on robotic arms, of course, if you don't have that light finger technology, what do? There's been a lot of different answers, but none of them as hilarious as this one.
An octopus-inspired robot arm can handle varied objects.
I like this is labeled crab.
And in case you're wondering, yes, that crab is alive. That was part of the test.
He's like, put me down! I don't know why he talks like that.
Because he's a crab.
Yeah.
And we got some more items down here. Giant yoga ball.
I wonder if I could graft like four of these to my spine.
Here it comes.
Got him. Oh.
So previously, people had used the sucker method and the tentacle arm method, but they'd never combine the two.
Oh, look at him go.
Which is interesting, because the octopus, obviously, is a great thing to mimic. There he is.
There he is, yeah.
Am I a joke to you?
No, I'm ready to order four and graft it onto my spine right now.
Are you going to do like the Dr. Octopus, like over the shoulder? Nice. They're kind of short, though.
We'll need a longer version.
Just like a little tiny one.
Just barely just peeking like, over your shoulder blade. Just useless. Just constantly like caressing your face.
It's like, here, hold my GoPro. Okay. It's like my coffee. It's like, I'll just store my coffee on my shoulder.
Oh, Ryan, how do you feel about this story?
This does not include me. I'm a very conscientious driver. I always use my turn signal. I'll let you merge if you don't have any bumper stickers. And I am overly cautious about my behavior on the road.
If you drive an expensive car, you're probably a jerk, according to scientists.
So they collected some data. And in fact, it turned out the old joke about turn signals not working on Lexus and BMW is there for a reason. It's a stereotype for a reason. They were a certain percentage more likely to not be good drivers. Or it's not good drivers, it's just asshole drivers.
Which caused more accidents.
So, I definitely experienced that. I mean, it's usually true.
Anyway.
Fake meat. We tried it.
We did.
I was just about to say, have you guys tried it? And I realized we all tried it together.
On the stream.
And it was,
people probably watched
it. I've not had it since.
It wasn't great.
Haven't missed it.
We tried the beef. So I guess now you have sausage and stuff too.
Impossible Burger.
Where can you get it, you ask? Well, obviously Burger King, but there's a new game in town.
It's introducing a Starbucks. Starbucks is embracing face meat. Fake meat. And you can get an egg that's a real egg, cheddar, and Beyond Meat sausage.
If you're a vegan, though, like, doesn't the real egg kind of ruin it?
Oh, and the cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's animal product.
That is a level of indecision.
Be vegetarian, I guess, but not vegan.
But also that biscuit's got egg in it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And butter.
So just give the vegan that filthy piece of fake meat.
Stay on Starbucks.
Only the fake meat, and it has to be cooked on a separate griddle.
That's right, because the animal fat. Wow, they really are a lesser species.
I understand vegetarianism. I struggle with veganism.
But even if you're not a vegan, you can love animals. And that's why this headline is alarming.
Solar storms can mess with whales' ability to navigate and cause strandings. Research suggests that increased solar activity may be messing with a special magnetic sense in the gray whale. And then they have a picture of a stranded whale.
I feel like, do you think, how we have all those stories about people driving to the lakes and, you know, dirt roads getting stuck in the mud because they just blindly trust their GPS? Are there certain whales? And it's like, listen,
I'm
Bob.
I'm feeling sand.
Got to pay attention to where you're going. Keep your eyes open. He's like, man, I got the solar sense. I'll just go. It's up to tell me where to go. And then he's on a beach.
How weird is it if you're a whale, like in this scenario happens to you where you're surrounded by all these little people? Is it like being picked up by ants and then just like have feeling them shuffle you off somewhere?
I think it's got to be a learned sense because it can't be something evolutionary because where magnetic north is has changed over the years. It's changing fairly rapidly right now.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the position of the sun.
No, but if the sun is messing, like if the solar flare is messing with the relatively weak Earth's magnetic field, then maybe.
Could be something completely different. Yeah. What if it's just like secret whale magic?
They just look at the sky. It's like, oh yeah, okay, North Star. All right, we're good.
On the opposite end of the animal scale, on the little bitty tiny animals, we found a new one that's very exciting.
Scientists find the first ever animal that doesn't need oxygen to survive. They were in a hurry to sequence its DNA and see what makes it tick.
I loved the story here. I'm sure it's greatly simplified, but the idea of how we got mitochondria in our cells in the first place, where like some of those single-celled organisms were just chilling around and one was ate another one, but it was like, wait, this works for both of us. And here we are.
Yeah, mitochondria have its own set of DNA.
So, turns out that this animal doesn't have mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell.
I was about to make that same joke.
Everybody makes that joke.
Yeah.
So, doesn't need to breathe. I'm sure that we'll turn that into something terrifying. Let's splice that into a piece of corn, see what happens.
You know what? We already have, you know, Spanish flu, market crash. Let's also just tank all of our food supplies. Yeah, let's really recreate.
Some sort of genetic crisis.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't get the Wu-Tang flu if you don't need oxygen.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
This Christmas, there's going to be a new favorite toy in town. And it's expensive and it's stupid. And your kid's going to want it. And you shouldn't get it for them no matter how hard they beg for it because you're a terrible parent if you do.
The level one text KVN.
The first Alexa toy is a $300 kitchen for kids packed with dad jokes. So, yeah. There's an Alexa in this kitchen playset.
Oh, $300 for this $20 worth of plastic and wood.
Doesn't that upset you? Like, to imagine that your kids are interacting with this thing?
It does. I can remember as a kid, for some reason, wanting toys like that. And then, but it was never a toy that I actually had. And I look back and it's like, I'm glad that I didn't have toys like that, because that's a terrible toy. Just terrible.
You know what makes me feel bad? Imagining having kids. So this is a Bluetooth device, and you get little like fake foods that come with your fake meal. And they pointed out the like, if you took the little plastic hot dog, put it in the boiling water, that's not really boiling water, Alexa's like, oh, let's make hot dogs. Because
The kids are not going to come to me, their Sunday school teacher, with their strange concoctions.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, Alexa told me to make hot dogs, so I made hot dogs.
Alexa wants to eliminate you.
Oh. I can't wait for Alexa to be like, you must add Doritos brand chips to.
Well, it's like the kids always come up to me and they're like, yeah, I have strawberries and ice cream and I put some pickles on here too. And you know, it's all like these crazy foods they just mash together.
These are not ballpark brand hot dogs. Listen to this jingle.
Interloper.
And correct your hot dog choice. This headline appeared, I'm going to say, 15 times while I was looking through nonsense story candidates, because I don't know who did it first, but every police department in the universe jumped on the bandwagon.
I think, or at least one in Kentucky did.
Remember not to say it.
Kansas authorities will test your meth for that thing that's going around. And it's because your meth may be contaminated with that thing that's going around. And the police departments are like, oh, definitely come and get it tested. We'll test it for free. And it's like, wait a minute.
The joke being that they won't test it and they'll arrest you.
Nobody fell for it so far, obviously. But oh, did they have such a good joke.
Should send somebody that's like, I don't have any meth to test, but I would like to be tested. Can you test me?
$3,000.
This is the most obnoxious anti-ad blocker that
we've
ever seen.
Welcome to the Canada Police Report. It looks like you're using an ad blocker.
You still see the title, though. This is a kind of the opposite of that situation, where the meth people are smart enough not to bring it in, but this guy was just an absolute moron. Sometimes you just pay the ransom. I mean, if you're this kind of asshole.
Man tells police someone stole the iPad he was using to store child porn.
Ooh.
He was right. And they arrested the person who was extorting him for his iPad with child porn on it. But it was an iPad with child porn on it. So they arrested him too. Hmm.
And, how could this have happened?
And they said, where did you get this child porn? And he told them. And they went to that house and raided it. And guess what? Filled with child porn.
Whoa.
I didn't see this one because I didn't...
You didn't whitelist Canada Police Report?
No. I just completely missed it.
U-Block got that one.
Really?
I might have added that one late. I added some last night. Late. And it's not just people who are affected by that thing. The 36 chambers of upper respiratory infection. It's also art? What?
Van Gogh's Sunflowers is under a quarantine in Tokyo. The painting is part of 60 masterpieces on tour that have been affected as Japan's museums temporarily close. So there were some people visiting the museum, and they may have tested positive.
And so now it's trapped in the fibers waiting to come out.
Can you imagine these priceless works of art? Some robot just comes by and blasts it with bleach.
It's got that green light on the front of it, and then it like scans the painting and turns red and gets a frowny face. And then, just
and then it's just like, ding!
Yeah, but it's ruined.
But it's safe. The Pope, who, interestingly enough, I don't think that he's at risk, because there's incubation period. But he was like, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be with the people. And the next day the headline was he wasn't going to do the mask that day because he was sick. But he also has some things to tell us about technology.
Pope to Catholics, for Lent, give up trolling. You need to stop trolling. So if you troll people on a forum, you need to just, for Lent, just give that up too. Okay.
Yeah, he talked about, you know, like being nice to people and not calling them names and, you know, just being a better person. I'd just like to say the Pope's an asshole.
This one seems a lot less like Emperor Palpatine than the last one.
Well, was there anywhere to go but up? Uh-huh. Chrissy, you've often told us about your fears about people messing with your feet.
Yeah, I don't like feet.
Because there was the ankle slasher.
That was a story my mom told me growing up.
But there was another one, too. What was the other one?
The one she told me growing up was always that, like, when you go out to your car, always park under a light. So that way you can see if there's an ankle slasher under there waiting to slash your ankles.
And you probably would say to that, that's crazy. No one would ever do that. But then you read this headline.
Florida hospital employee arrested for sucking elderly patient's toes. Record show.
This is another one that I did not...
I don't know what I pictured for a toe sucker, but like I wouldn't have been this. I don't know what I would expect.
There's not much more to it. So apparently in these nursing homes, if you're, you know, like on the edge of going, they have these people they hire who probably aren't like high skilled labor that are just called sitters. So they just sit in the room while you sleep and watch you and make sure that you don't die. And this guy, while he was sitting, liked a snack on the toes.
You know, a toe sucker would be more like a Tombs character from X-Files.
But also, if you're into toes, are you into like near-death old people toes?
Gout toes? Yeah. Bunion toes?
If they're being sponge bath, how much time is being spent on the toes? Almost none. Horrific.
That's some delicious taste there.
It's a dark world. It's times like these when I have to ask myself, is the Wu-Tang virus so bad?
Maybe it was right.
And maybe we won't have to wait for that, because maybe our death is coming. Actually, it's 100 million light years away. But, Krista, it could be a black hole.
I've read this story from multiple sources. Telescopes detect biggest explosion since Big Bang. This was on theweather.com. Theweather.com.
Yeah.
Like a week ago.
It gave some crazy numbers in there about this went on for, the explosion lasted for like 220 million years or something. Like the explosion just went on forever.
What if that was just the universe having a massive orgasm? For 240,000 years. It's like super hot X-ray plasma, and nobody knows why it was. This is not a picture of it.
Looks cool as hell, though.
Maybe it was two black holes collapsing together or something.
But yeah, having sex. That was the orgasm. That's what happened.
That's crazy.
Now there's going to be a little baby black hole, Krista.
And it's going to fire out. It's a moving one. And sucks up our universe.
I guess nothing in our current models explain the energy output, the sustained energy output of that for so long.
Well, you knew who else had a lot of energy. It was J-Lo. During the halftime
show. Shakira was the better dancer.
She put on a hell of a show. Well, that's objective. Or subjective. Not. You can't make that decision yourself, Krista. But not everybody was a fan of these two ladies, despite looking so good in their upper years and putting on quite a performance. Some people felt that it was, in fact, too salacious.
Over 1,300 complaints were sent to the FCC about Shakira and J-Lo's Super Bowl halftime show.
Is that more or less than the wardrobe malfunction?
I think it's probably less than that. But you can see here a lot of these people, once again, you read these and you have to ask yourself, if we got rid of 20%,
are you even still watching TV? Just stop watching TV. Problem solved.
These are definitely the kind of people who are watching
TV. I was going to say, because, I don't know, I guess I haven't watched a Super Bowl in years.
Do they really need to watch TV? I mean, I don't think they need to.
You would think
you gotta keep them busy so that way they don't actually mobilize around real issues, like not being able to say the C word.
Well, so one of those comments
in a YouTube video, because you'll get demonetized.
That's a different C word.
Yes.
One of those comments was like, I couldn't believe J-Lo's costume changes, but I watched that halftime show. And Shakira had been shaking her ass for like 5 minutes before J-Lo ever showed up.
Yeah.
So, did it occur to you? And we talked about India and their censorship when, you know, you say bad things about the Indian government. Certainly, you know, Winnie the Pooh doesn't like it when you say bad things about him or the Chinese Communist Party. But in Russia, they're censoring something else.
Russia censors Disney's first openly gay character from Onward. And they have a picture.
Also, this is a female character.
Is it?
It doesn't look female, does it?
Is it this is like the same thing Russia did with Tracer when Tracer was announced to be gay. It was
Yeah.
We'll just ignore that piece of lore.
So this character, at some point during the movie, have you heard of Onward? I don't know.
I have never even heard of this film.
At some point during the movie, this character refers to her girlfriend, but in the Russian dub, it's partner, which could mean the same thing.
In English-speaking context, maybe not in Russian.
So, if you want the full experience, you're going to have to watch the English version.
The full experience.
Now, Krista, how many times of the usual dose of LSD have you done?
Zero.
So you just go, right down the line, right? Whatever the recommended.
Yeah, you know.
The FDA recommended.
I was going to say, who makes the recommendations for LSD is the real question.
Well, according to this story, you might want to consider going wildly over that number because only good things can happen.
A woman who took 550 times the usual dose of LSD with surprisingly positive consequences. This is a woman who had chronic pain, and there was like something was damaged about her feet or something.
She had some other disease had ruined her feet.
So she had to take morphine daily.
Oh.
But she thought she got into some cocaine, but it was actually LSD.
So pure crystallized LSD.
So she had 550 times the regular dosage, but it affected her foot pain in a positive way, so that she then microdosed herself with LSD for a while after that, and then she eventually weaned herself off of both the morphine and the LSD.
She ripped a big line. Can you imagine being the person who owned the LSD and walking back into the room and being like,
how much of that did you take?
Oh, this is not good.
Wasn't that what happened in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. That was heroin.
Does LSD have any, like, other physical effects on the body?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, Krista, because apparently she sat in a chair for 12 hours with her eyes rolled back in her head, twitching slightly, before going into the fetal position and weeping for another six.
Well, that's more like, you know, to deal with her mental state, but like, does it cause issues with your heart or your lungs, or like, does something freak out?
I think it makes you vomit.
Oh, yeah, she vomited. It said that she vomited constantly for a long time.
But afterwards, she was all good, and she's so happy about it. Now, they have another case here of a woman who did not 550 times more, but a lot more than you should. And she claims it solved her bipolar disorder. But, a dark note, she got her life back together after that and had a baby, and now she has postpartum depression.
Yeah, it said the other lady, after she's not on anything anymore, was perhaps more socially withdrawn and depressed overall, but not cripplingly so.
Well, that was probably just her realizing the world she lived in.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to see why somebody would. I mean, if you look around, it's like how. It's like it's a meritocracy. It's not.
But one thing that you probably won't see if you look around is a sea lion. Unless.
600-pound sea lion found in the Washington woods. A large stellar sea lion was found in the wooded areas of Castle Rock, Washington, miles from a sustainable water source.
Suitable.
Suitable. There's a dirty spot in my glasses.
No one knows why this sea lion decided to show up in a neighborhood somewhere. They think that it was
lost,
following something up a stream, but it got really lost. And they had to take it back, but it weighs 600 pounds.
Now I have to worry about this when I go out in the woods.
It's like, climb in the back of my wagon. I'll take you to the ocean.
Oh, look, they have a little intro slide there.
We don't need that. Can we just...
They have to justify having an editor on staff.
Come on, girl. Get in there. Oh, they're just poking it with a stick.
Oh, I love how much they're like a mix of dogs and slugs.
They're just beating its face. That's what I do.
This is like
pets.
When I tried to get Rue in the crate when she was a puppy. She was just kind of like, Rue not want to go in crate.
Oh. Oh, that's a feisty one. There she goes. Back home.
It's like, come on. It's like, we're not going to eat you. We need to take you to the ocean.
Happy ending, I guess. You think...
Depending on how you feel about sea lions.
After that car ride, the sea lion was like, this was fun. Let's do this again.
Well, right, you know, she...
See you next year.
She never really gets, like, that high again. She tells all her friends about it, but no one believes her.
Maybe the sea lion got into the LSD.
One thing about the thing we can't talk about, as we said in India, and I'm sure in China, because China has that traditional medicine, it's probably a lot of people are trying to sell cures. And of course, we saw on Amazon, people are selling things that are just nonsense, probably damaging if you ingest them. But everybody has a cure for it. But that's not the only disease that you can find cures for that probably don't work.
Doctors plead with the embarrassed hemorrhoid sufferers not to put frozen potatoes up their bums.
We've all been there, right?
Is the A in hemorrhoid another British spelling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hemorrhoids.
This is also another one. Like, I just, you know, did the risky YouTube search. And, yeah, it's like result number 2 or 3. Like, you just need to search for frozen potato hemorrhoids, and it's right there.
So what is the ingredient that's in the potato that they said?
It's just starch and water,
is soothing.
Isn't it?
I can't remember what the name of it is. But there's something in potato that they claim, and, you know, because it's frozen, it's soothing. But then this ingredient gets in, and it'll help you out. Astringent, that's what it is. But doctors have weighed in, and they say no.
What are you doing? Why are you doing?
There's literal dirt on those. What are you doing?
Well, you wash them first. Jesus, Christo. What kind of barbarians are we talking about here?
You know, I don't know.
If it's not working, add more.
See?
Try to get the whole 10-pound bag.
Every week, you're going to do another wedge until you work your way up to a really large potato. Fast food is constantly evolving, and we have delicious new snacks. This week is no exception. A good idea, but a simple one from Dunkin'.
Dunkin's latest release is quite simply a bag of bacon. Extra, 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 extra crispy bacon.
There's a picture of it in the playback.
What?
Just a bag of bacon.
What is going on here? Were they trying to... Oh, there it is.
There it is, yeah.
Yep.
It's just, that's it.
So that's 4 slices of bacon, but cut in half, so it seems like there's more. Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's fine.
We saw it.
It's seasoned. It's nice. Mm. Smoked bacon.
Crispy.
It's just bacon and salt.
Artisan bacon.
Bacon, salt, Artisan. And pepper.
So
at least it's not chewy bacon.
Yeah, I don't like chewy bacon.
I'm sure that would go well with the other high-quality snacks you get from Dunkin'.
Let's go get some.
Yeah, I could go. I've got a terrible headache. I could use some donuts.
That's because your body's like starting to crave cookies. It knows it's almost cookie time.
It's been 24 hours. Where are my cookies?
No, it's like it knows now, like when we have streams, and it's like, it's time for cookies. Why aren't you?
Now, this headline, I just cannot accept it. I think there's got to be a calculation error here.
Nearly 40% of beer-drinking Americans won't buy Corona due to the other thing that's called that, study shows.
I think you're still going to get
flagged. Yeah, we're going to get flagged.
The algorithm is a terrible mistress.
Does their advertising get flagged?
Oh,
I bet it does.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe that explains why they're suffering so much.
Have you seen the Photoshop version of the bottles that says Ebola instead of Corona on it?
I saw another headline, and it was their sales are down 40%. So I think that's not 40% of beer-drinking Americans. It's just that their sales are down 40%.
No, this was a survey. And once again, the survey.
Phone survey,
how many people were involved here? 737. And the 38% said they would not buy Corona under any circumstances.
But they
weren't Corona drinkers.
I wonder if the NSA has a list of whoever responded that they were not buying Corona beer anymore, because we need to...
They're going to release Corona in those areas.
We need to make sure that they don't. We got to.
But I think I would love to see how it's worded, because it could be that they're not going to buy Corona because they admit they weren't Corona drinkers. But only 4% of people who said they do drink Corona were going to stop because of the. So I think this is really just a big manipulation.
They don't have time to do it right anymore.
That we've played into. Because it's a great headline. I saw somebody. One convenience store had gone in, and they had, like, you know, the Corona down on the bottom, and they had all the other brands, and they'd gone in and put masks on the other brands. Which is wasting masks in a national shortage. But it was hilarious.
It got the likes on the
Maybe Facebook. They could have made, like, fake masks out of paper, and just cut them out of paper and draw little lines on them.
Well, they looked real. And one disaster that is certainly getting overlooked because other things are happening in the world is the plague of locusts that is happening in parts of Africa. And was this Pakistan? Yeah, Pakistan. They have a novel solution. Novel.
China may send 100,000 ducks to swallow the locust plague. So, yeah.
Ducks will blot out the sun.
A single duck can eat 200 locusts a day. What are they going to do with the ducks once they finish eating all the locusts?
They're going to they're going to butcher them up, and all the ducks have coronavirus, and then we're going to have the same issue.
So this begs a question. Would you rather fight 100,000 ducks or 200 million locusts?
One duck-sized locust or 100,000 locust-sized ducks?
Here is a crazy statistic from this article, right? So duck versus chicken. They're about the same size, right?
Yeah.
A duck can eat 200 locusts a day. A chicken will only eat 70. Huh. What is the duck doing with all those calories?
They're kind of vicious. Life's tough. They have to compete with geese.
Now, ducks, as you know, live in ponds and lakes. So one Chinese scientist weighed in to spoil the party, and he was like, Pakistan is a desert environment. What is wrong with you people?
We just need to splice
actually,
in.
Actually, they're just infected ducks. They're trying to get them out of the country.
We just got to splice in a few extra genes. It's only
camel
genes. We can do this over like a week. It'll be fine.
Just ducks with big water nodules on their neck. Like they can't lift their heads. Their heads are just dragging on the ground as they eat the locusts.
They also occasionally spit.
This is going to happen in our lifetime. Like, we're just going to genetically engineer some monstrosity to solve some ecological problem that we ourselves created.
Will they have time to bioengineer anything before everything kills us?
Well, all those labs are shut down anyway.
Yeah. Now I get to work on my passion project, the camel duck splice.
All right. That's all we got.
See you next week.
It's been far too long.
The arid duck.